AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An on-air moment of silence this morning on WDBJ-TV in Roanoke, Virginia, for the two station employees shot dead just about this time yesterday by a former colleague who then killed himself. WDBJ says 41-year-old Vester Flanagan was a problem employee who was fired 2 years ago. Before he shot himself yesterday, he tweeted that he'd been discriminated against and that one of his victims had made racist comments about him. Flanagan was black. Both of his victims were white. Many people watched the video of the shootings online, but then a backlash. Our Matt Smalls got that.
The images were haunting. Former WDBJ reporter Vester Flanagan, gun in hand and waiting until he's certain journalist Allison Parker is live on air, approaches quietly, then fires, all while recording the deadly episode on his cell phone and posting it on social media. Brent Watts, the TV station's meteorologist, was one of the many shocked Twitter and Facebook users urging others not to watch or share the nearly one-minute video, a request that was retweeted more than 2,000 times before the social media giants removed the disturbing clip. I'm Matt Small.
Looks like the Dow will open up today after yesterday's big 619-point gain. China's main stock index surged 5.3% today, the biggest gain in 8 weeks, as markets across Asia advanced in the wake of Wall Street's rebound. Analyst Jackson Wong.
When Wall Street is doing well, everybody is doing well in the world, so that's why we had a big push.
It's been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans. President Obama will visit today. He says the city's become an example of what can happen when people rally round each other to build a better future out of despair and tragedy. This is AP Radio News. It appears diplomats routinely sent secret material via unsecured email during both the Obama and Bush administrations. Our Diane Kepley's in Washington.
An expert on classification says he does not believe the State Department is routinely flagging classified material in emails as it should. A review by the Associated Press found classified material was sent through unsecured email sites during both administrations. Among the emails that apparently were not properly screened are those from Condoleezza Rice's tenure as Secretary of State. Some of the emails sent to Hillary Clinton that contained classified information were forwarded to her by her close aide, Huma Abedin. She continues to insist, though, that she has done nothing wrong.
My use of personal email was allowed by the State Department.
Diane Kepley, Washington.
Look at this. Gas prices are still falling. Gas is $2.53 a gallon this morning, down 12 cents in 1 week, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.